realsies?
Yeah, for realsies this time.
I'm just
going
to be in the back going,
hippopotamus.
You go through
hippopotamus.
Just go through the whole checklist I made you, and I'll just...
Hippopotamus. The hippos of the potami.
Yes. And they go, hippo.
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 Hippo, 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 hippo,
hippo. Hippo.
Dork.
You're a dork.
Good job.
Thanks.
Go team.
Go team.
Go team.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're doing this?
We are doing this.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right.
I'm David West.
I was just going to ask who you were.
Oh, who are you?
I'm Effie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm Effie. Effie Bomb.
Effie Bomb?
Yep, yep.
Cool.
That's what my car says.
It and is, multiple, you know, your car just says Effie.
And multiple pieces of clothing that I own.
Yes. I have a hat that says it.
You do.
Yep. So exciting times here. Actually, this is going to be a really exciting episode.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, I'll buckle my safety belt.
You better.
And hold on to my butt.
Hold on to your butt. Because we saw two movies this week.
We did.
We did. We did. We saw two. Blinded by the Light and Good Boys.
Yes.
So we'll discuss both of those in this episode. And we also have...
You have to read that for me.
What in the heckity heck, Sony and Disney, We Heart Spider-Man.
Yes.
And then we did a thing. We made a podcast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the final checklist.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But guess what? Guess what's number two on the list?
We got to...
After introductions.
Yes.
So, it's we important. Have introductions.
It's important to introduce ourselves.
Then, number two on the list, because sometimes we forget to introduce ourselves.
Yes.
Because we know who we are.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Yes. So, you just like saying who you are. That's why you want to make sure you cover the introductions.
I'm Effie. I'm awesome. It's a fact.
Well, I agree.
9 out of 10 dentists agree.
Are you FDA approved?
I am.
Okay, cool. So, we got a couple things to talk about.
Yes.
Such as our Patreon page.
Patreon. Yes.
So if you want to become a patron and support wonderful podcasts such as ourselves, please visit patreon.com/kindofepicshow.
It's super easy.
$5 a month and you get her new podcast.
Yeah.
Effie Thoughts. Which I hear is pretty random.
It is pretty random.
I want it now because I haven't listened.
I asked you to listen to one.
I need to.
But you didn't.
I talk to you all the time. And like when I'm not at work, I'm talking to you.
Right.
When do I have time to listen to you talk when all my free time is spent talking to you already?
I know, but just imagine more.
Okay. Sold me.
Yes.
Sold
See?
Me.
See? There you go.
Sold.
More Effie.
So that's exclusive content. You just need $5 a month and you get that.
Yeah. I've talked about all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like how I got the name Effie.
Because she cusses a lot.
Well, or there's another theory too.
Okay. Because you fuck up everybody's life.
Well, geez.
Is that not it?
No.
Oh, I thought that's how it was.
Wow.
Like you dropped the Effie bomb on people.
No.
You
that's
told
not
me
the
that
other
story.
Theory.
You told me that.
Well, that might be a third theory, but that's not the original second theory.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to listen to that episode of Effie Thoughts.
Right.
Find out what the second one was.
I don't even mention. Wow.
Wow. Well.
Goodness.
You've mentioned it to me.
That's a self-esteem booster right there.
Well.
Dear therapist.
Well, that explains our decline in listeners. I'm joking.
Oh.
I'm joking.
David with the zingers
tonight.
No,
we've been going up. I showed you that.
I know. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Greatly appreciated. Now, if only our Patreon would go up.
Right?
Maybe we should do t-shirts or something at some point.
Ooh. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea for all five of them.
Yes. With our faces on them.
Yeah. And pick out a photo.
Yes.
Like, Kind of Epic Show t-shirt.
What? This is great.
It is great.
I would at least order four.
What?
I would order four.
You would order four of them?
Yes.
Oh, one for each kid? Be like, you have to wear these.
Wear them.
You
now.
Have to wear our
wear
faces.
Them to school.
Wear them to school. Tell wear your them, friends about us.
Wear them to my mother's house.
Yes. Oh, my. That would be great. She doesn't like podcasts.
No.
She thinks they're the devil. She's the mom from The Water Boy.
Right? That's what I was
saying. Podcasts are the devil.
And movies.
Movies are the devil. People named David are the devil.
Oh, gosh.
That's accurate.
Well, we're just unpacking a lot in this episode.
Right? Right? Go team.
I could see if my therapist is still awake. Maybe we can get her
on. Bring
her
on.
Her on.
Couples counseling.
You're like, hey, so how do you feel about doing a podcast?
Yeah, how do you feel about podcast hosts?
I do have four video chats a month. I could see if I could schedule them.
Oh, okay. Okay. We just have her on.
Uh-huh.
Be like, so Caitlin doesn't like reboots. She doesn't like things that make people happy. I feel like we should talk about this. And I think you would agree with me that just because they make something to make a certain group happy doesn't mean it's meant for everybody.
Well, I'm sure there's some childhood trauma behind that.
Okay, so we need to make t-shirts for our patrons.
Yes.
We can do that.
Yes.
That might not be the $5 tier, but if you pay $10, you get a t-shirt.
Wow.
So Parker, you got a t-shirt coming, bud.
Yes. Well, now we have to.
Now we have to. I'll get Parker a t-shirt. Make him one.
Boy, I hope he wears it to his favorite local watering hole.
Right? Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Right?
Parker, you got a t-shirt coming, Mr. Yes. Parker Shake.
And we'll have our gorgeous faces.
He probably wishes we wouldn't have said his last name, but oh well, too late.
I mean, we have before.
Yeah, yes, we
Sorry,
have.
Sorry, Parker. Fair enough.
Sorry, Parker. Anyways, our Facebook page is... a thing
it
that
is.
We somewhat post to you.
Yeah.
Well, how about your Facebook page?
Yeah.
We both have Facebook pages.
We do.
One for the podcast, one for her cosplay, which she's lacking on.
I don't have material.
I know. You need to post daily.
I don't have anything to post daily. Unless I start getting real naughty with it.
No, you don't have to do that. I mean, you could, but you don't have to. It's up to you. I've seen stuff that they post on those cosplay Instagrams, so.
Yeah.
It's whatever you're comfortable with.
Well,
just do what you're comfortable with. Anyways, I had a great idea for a shot with your Carol, but you got rid of your blonde hair.
I did get rid of my blonde hair.
So it's just kind of like, well, darn it.
I did not enjoy having yellow hair.
It looked good. It was fine.
It was a pretty half well done. That doesn't even make sense, those words together. But it was pretty not good
it
in some
fine.
Spots.
It looked fine. You're just picky.
You could tell it was at home red to blonde dye job.
Oh, well, it looked fine.
So now I have gray hair.
Yeah, you do have gray hair.
I do.
You just throw me off. It's weird.
Why?
I don't know if I should say.
Oh, say it. Come on.
No.
Come on.
It ages you a little bit.
Okay. That's fine.
It just makes you look more distinguished.
Oh, I am distinguished.
Yes.
I'm going to be 35 next month.
Right. Right.
Just embracing my old ladiness.
You're not old.
I'm going to start walking with a cane next week.
Oh, okay. Please do. Please do. If we ever get the studio set up to do YouTube... You have to walk on with a cane once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll start
you and
calling.
Gabe would be matching.
Start
you,
calling.
You walked on a cane for a week while we were up in Chicago once.
I'll start calling everybody Sonny.
Yes.
Hey, Sonny. Would you like some cookies?
So we both have Instagrams.
Yes, we do.
We briefly mentioned that. At Kind of Epic Show, you can follow the podcast. And yours is...
Well, I don't remember.
You don't remember yours?
No.
Well, that's convenient.
It's Effie Bomb Cosplay. I have 11 posts and 19 followers.
That's not bad for having it for like a week. Look at that. That's a good one. That's a good picture.
Is it, though?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cute.
Good job.
Well, everything I do is cute. So that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, bravo.
Thanks.
Anyways, we also have Twitter at Kind of Epic Show on there as well.
Yes.
What's your Twitters? Is it the same?
Again, I'm not sure.
She needs to start using them.
I don't tweet. I don't have any reason to tweet.
Do you just have it connected with your...
Yeah, it's FEBMB Cosplay.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. Look, number two down on the list. And we got to maybe speed that up a bit. That's taken us like 10 minutes to get there the past 2 weeks.
Hey, did you know you could post that on Twitter?
I did not know you could post that on Twitter.
You apparently can.
You can post porn on Twitter? I had no idea.
It's there.
It is there. How about that? Huh.
Right under Gilligan's Isle.
You have an interesting Twitter feed. Bravo.
Thank you.
So, we saw two movies this week.
We did.
And what were the two movies?
They were Blinded by the Light and Good Boys.
Let's talk about Good Boys first.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and pull up Rotten Tomatoes.
Me too.
Oh, look at us go. Have it on the two pages here.
78% tomato meter and 88% audience score.
For Good Boys.
Yes.
All right. So I want to hear what you thought first.
I thought it was stupid humor that wasn't really that humorous. There were a few moments where it was funny, but really I think it was trying too hard to be funny.
Okay, that's valid criticism. I felt like most of the good stuff was shown in the trailer.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm really kind of surprised that it's rated as high as it is, especially both the tomato meter and the audience score. Because, I mean, I didn't hate it, but I almost felt like it was too long. Like, it was dragging at the end, like, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of more waiting for it to be done than anything. And I did find parts of it funny, but it almost also seems like it's about 10 years too old, too.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it's been a long time since we've had a comedy like this. And I just don't know if they work that well anymore. At least for me.
It feels like an idea that's been done before.
Yeah. I agree. And I'm looking at, oh, it's our buddy Jackie Cooper.
Oh, we talked about him last week.
Jackie Cooper from JackieCooper.com.
I love Jackie.
Some are comparing it to Superbad.
That's what I was going to say.
It's Superbad.
It's the premise of Superbad, kind of.
Well, it's from the same studio as Superbad. Same creative minds as Superbad.
I mean, you have boys trying to get to a party for girls, and they're trying to get alcohol. It's pretty much the same thing, except not as creative. If I had the choice between watching Superbad and watching Good Boys, I'd watch Superbad first.
Yeah,
because who doesn't love Michael Cera?
Right. This movie was missing its Michael Cera.
Yes.
Let's see. This is from Alex Savely? From Film Threat? I don't know how to say that name.
I don't know. I don't have my glasses on.
S-A-V-E-L-I-E-V. Save leave? I don't know. Sorry, Alex.
Say people's names all day.
Which doesn't help. Which does not help the situation whatsoever. So his Rotten Tomatoes is, for all its claims to be rebellious, Good Boys is surprisingly tame by today's standards. Maybe that's what I thought too, that it was just all kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
Especially for what they played it up to be.
Right.
Maybe it was just a bit too safe.
Yeah.
And tame.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more...
A little bit more raunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't. If it wasn't for the cursing, this would be a, like, family comedy.
Right?
And there wasn't a whole lot of cursing.
Mm-mm. Not really.
Hmm. All right, read some good ones here. That way we're not just crapping on it. I thought you had it on your phone.
Well, it doesn't look the same.
Oh, well.
I don't know where to go for
reviews. Click on the ratings.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. See?
Read the tomato ones?
Yeah, read a couple of them.
All right, from Amy Nicholson from Film Week. This might be my favorite studio comedy of the year. That's a bold statement.
I'm trying to think of any other studio comedies that we've seen this year. Stuber.
Stuber.
Which I liked. I liked Stuber more than I liked Good Boys.
Definitely. That was a good one.
And no one liked Stuber, apparently.
Right?
I got trashed.
From Richard Roper from Chicago Sun-Times. For all its wacky, gross-out, shocky humor, Good Boys has a lot of heart.
And it does. It's definitely a coming-of-age story about growing apart from your friends, which, you know, everybody can relate to.
Yeah. From Leah Greenblatt from Entertainment Weekly, mostly the story is just scant scaffolding on which to hang cheerfully crass jokes about Stranger Things, anal beads, and cocaine. But it's a winning showcase.
Okay.
You know, beads were mentioned quite a bit.
They were. One girl, actually, I did think that was funny when he gives them to the girl that he likes.
Yeah.
As a necklace. And she smells them. That was a funny moment.
Who doesn't clean their anal beads?
I don't know.
That's my question.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Anal beads shouldn't smell like poop. I don't know from experience. But.
All right, let's move over to the audience score because apparently we're alone in our meh of it all. Let's see. This is from. Let's just do the verified ones here. This is Good Boys Doing Bad. I gave it 5 stars. The movie had me laughing in the first few minutes. I had a good time watching it from beginning to end. See, I felt like it dragged. It just dragged. I was ready. I was enjoying it at the beginning. And then by the end of the movie, I was like, I'm glad it's over.
Right? I was not laughing from beginning to end.
No. It kind of takes a too serious note there towards the end, too. And it's like the last 20 minutes aren't really funny.
No. It's more like a lesson.
Yeah, definitely.
Vicky said 2 stars, save your money and wait for it to come out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't rush to see this at all.
Marsha D gave it 4.5 stars, a wonderful, honest movie about kids growing up and making mistakes. I loved it. Can't wait for the sequel. Oh, God, I hope not. That was not part of it. It's wonderful to laugh for old and mature young.
That's funny.
I don't know, maybe I just had a weird childhood and my friends were weird too, but I can't relate to that.
Was that the review?
Yeah. Well, not the whole. No. Yes and no.
Okay.
I started giving my own
rebuttal. Okay.
There.
Okay. This is from Donald B. Not as well written as I would have liked. Little kid swearing. It's funny a few times, but you can't make a movie from that.
Yeah.
I'll give the kids credit. The kids were entertaining. The kids were funny for what they were given. They did a fine job for what it was. The kids did.
Well, Gail has opinions about that.
Oh, does she?
3 stars. I didn't like the cursing out of their mouths. Too young to be talking like that.
That's your mother. That's Mary Ann.
Right?
And if she ever listens to this, she would be like, oh, he called me Mary Ann. After I got rudely told that. Anyways.
Yes.
Moving on. So, yeah, final thoughts on Good Boys. I think it was okay. no need to rush to the theater to see it.
I'm glad that it was part of our free movies.
Yes, I'm glad I saw it on AMC A-List. Hashtag no sponsorship.
Hashtag, but please sponsor us.
Yeah, yeah. If you AMC, if you're listening, please sponsor us. That'd be great.
Right.
All right. Let's move on.
Free giant pretzels for life.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. Please.
They would love us.
Right.
We would get so chonky.
Right. That's her word for being fat.
No.
Chonky is, too, your word for being fat.
I do need to make an Effie Thoughts explaining all the different words I say.
Well, there you go.
Like a Effie dictionary.
Right? Oh, that'd be a good one. All right. Let's move on to the best movie of the night.
Blinded by the Light.
Like, Blinded by the Light, which I swear had a name change at some point.
I thought it did, too.
Because I could have swore it was Born to Run.
That's what I thought it was,
but
too.
But maybe only because that's what's playing throughout the trailer.
Yeah.
So maybe it's one of those weird things where it's like implanted.
Right.
Because I could have swore it was Born to Run.
I thought so, too. But it's not.
It's not. It's Blinded by the Light. Aww. Which you wouldn't know by watching the movie either, because Born to Run is played a lot.
Yes.
It's like the main song throughout the movie.
It is.
Blinded by the Light's referenced in a speech.
Yes.
That he is blinded by the light. But I still feel like maybe it had a name change.
I think so. I agree with you.
Or maybe it's the Mandela effect.
Maybe.
Like we're experiencing the Mandela effect.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah. Like this movie exists in a parallel world.
And it's called Born to Run.
Called Born to Run.
And we just happen to know about it.
Right.
Like the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, Berenstain Bears.
Well, whatever.
Oh. Anyways, this movie was delightful.
It was. The Rotten Tomatoes has given it a 90% on the tomato meter, and it has a 92% audience score.
Which is, it's rare to see a movie like have that close in both.
Yeah.
Effie over here cried like 4 times.
I did.
It was adorable.
I cried.
I teared up a couple times. And, you know, it's one of those stories that, okay, we, on the surface, and you're like, how can you relate to that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just tell this, like, explain the plot to somebody.
Right.
And you're like, oh, it's about this, it's a coming of age story about a Pakistani boy growing up in the UK and Great Britain, trying to escape, you know, his oppressive father.
Right.
Like, if you just, like, describe it like that, you're like, how, like, I can understand people being like, and you related to that? You were crying during that? It's like, yeah. Because the story is still universal.
Uh-huh.
Like, who hasn't been there?
Right.
Yeah, we don't necessarily have the cultural significance of it, but we can all like fill his shoes.
Yeah, definitely.
No matter what, anybody that wasn't able to do what they wanted to do in high school or anything, or even now, if you ever feel repressed and you can't be yourself,
what?
Right, it's a story that anyone can relate to, and finding yourself through music is such a common thing that people do.
Yeah.
It's like, I could turn on, who doesn't have, like, that one song that always gets them pumped?
Oh. Like a Praise Chorus by Jimmy Eat World?
Like a Praise Chorus.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what this movie is. It's just finding that, and the main character found this through the music of Bruce Springsteen. And this is based on a true story as well. And it's based on the main character's name. What was that? Javed. Mm-hmm. Javed. Wonderful, wonderful actor. I don't know if he's been in anything else, but he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Vivek Kala? Kalara? Kala? Sorry on my pronunciation. But he did a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful Haley Atwell. was delightful to see in this as well.
Mm-hmm. Is she the one that you kept hitting me about?
Mm-hmm. Because it's Agent Carter. Yes. It's Peggy Carter.
Yes.
I've met her.
Every she's scene, delightful. Every scene she was in, because she's David pretty. Was hitting me.
Like, it's Agent Carter, and it's Peggy. She's cute. It's funny. David Gilman, who used to be on the show with me.
Yes.
He had a picture taken with Haley Atwell.
Oh.
And he did the awkward arm hover where he doesn't actually touch. It's like, it looks ridiculous in the picture. It's like, yeah.
You touched her?
I shook her hand. I didn't get a picture taken with her.
Have you washed your hands since?
Of course. That was years ago. My hand would stink. And it would just be impractical not to wash your hand for, like, years. Yeah. Anyways, the cast was great. The whole family did a great job. I highly recommend checking this out. And I do like how it plays as kind of like a musical.
Mm-hmm.
There are music, like, yeah, it's a musical.
But you sing along to most of it. Yeah. At least I did.
Uh-huh. Not I did out too. Loud. I did a couple times. But even the lyrics are, it's almost like a sing-along.
Yeah.
The music, the lyrics are popping up on the screen.
Uh-huh. That was neat.
Very neat. And it's one of those things that I really wish, like, they would do a sing-along.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they have certain screenings of, like, you know, I think La La Land had a sing-along showtime. A bunch of, like, actual musicals have a sing-along showtime sometimes.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's neat. And this movie's, like, set up for it. Like, every song is...
Right.
The lyrics are showing up on the screen along with it. And that it's just was like, fun. Oh, it was definitely a creative choice that I thought worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't praise this movie enough. It's good. It's really good.
It was pretty good. I almost said tasty, but it's not.
You were just thinking of the pretzel we ate.
That was tasty.
You know, I didn't realize this. Little tangent, because it came out a couple weeks ago. Dora's at 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I wonder if Kurt has seen it yet.
I don't know. We should ask him.
We should.
Man, look at that. 82%.
Wow.
Guess we'll have to go see it.
Okay.
I'm joking. No, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, let's go ahead and read some of these reviews from critics.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll start with a few.
Okay.
Okay. From, there's Richard Roper again. From the Chicago Sun-Times. Even when it feels as if we've seen this movie before, we've never seen it set to the sounds of The Boss, and we've never seen it from the point of view of this particular terrific kid and his family.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Richard Roper.
From Adam Graham from the Detroit News, a lesser film would have put more focus on Bruce himself, but Chadha wisely makes Blinded by the Light Javed's story.
Nice. I'm looking to see if our other friend is on this one too.
Oh, what's his face? I already forgot his name.
Cooper.
Let's
see. Did Cooper do this one?
From Shella O'Malley from RogerEbert.com. Blinded by the Light at its very best captures the experience of being a fan, the pure exhilaration of it, and the sense of your vision opening out to vistas beyond your horizon. Huh. From Joe Morgenstern from the Wall Street Journal, nobody wins unless everybody wins. Springsteen likes to say, this little movie is a big winner. And there you have it.
I'm not seeing one from Cooper.
Well,
unfortunately.
What the heck, Cooper?
This is from John DeFore with The Hollywood Reporter. Newcomer Vivek Kara. I'm just going to go with Car.
How do you spell it?
It's C or K A L R A.
Cholera?
Sure.
Okay.
Cholera.
Cholera.
Radiates enough gillness enthusiasm to carry viewers past the film's rough patches. I don't know what necessarily rough patches there were. I think I enjoyed the movie from beginning to end.
I did enjoy it.
All right, so let's read a couple of the bad ones. Have you read a bad one?
No, I have not. From the critics?
Yeah.
No, how do you go there?
I mean, they're just the ones that show the rotten.
It'd be better if you could filter it.
Yeah. All right, this one is from Benjamin Lee with The Guardian. There's something so constructed and suffocating about watching a tired and tested formula not working. The over-sentimental string pulling on show for all to see. This guy just sounds bitter.
He does sound very bitter. He
sounds like you in cartoons
being remade. Hey now.
You're an all-star?
No.
This is from Tom Huddleston. Not Tom Hiddleston. He's not Loki. Tom Huddleston from Little White Lies. Boundless enthusiasm can't disguise a paper-thin plot and knuckle-biting musical sequences. I loved the musical sequences.
Me too.
They were neat. Fun. They were cool.
Yeah.
They were cool. Even the cheesy one where he's like asking the girl out.
Aw, that was cute.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah. Super cute. But cheesy. That was your more typical, like, musical moment.
I want to be in a musical moment. Gosh darn it.
Well, go for it.
By myself?
Yes. Every time you're in a car.
No, like...
You wish life was High School Musical?
No.
No?
No.
No? Okay.
You're not throwing what I'm putting down.
Yes, I am. I'm just choosing to ignore it.
Okay.
Yep.
Lisa Johnson Mandel from @homeinhollywood.com. The tone seems muddled. The discordant flash mob routines feel like music videos. And when the letters of lyrics whirl around, it feels like an antidepressant commercial.
Well, it was an antidepressant. It made me feel wonderful.
Yay.
So there. Yay.
It worked.
It worked. Good job. All right. Verified audiences. All right. This is from Cynthia S., posted 3 hours ago. Awesome. The music, the story, the actors.
So, your turn to read an audience score.
I got rid of it.
You got rid of it? Why did you get rid of it?
I don't remember.
Because we were having some technical difficulties. The magic of... editing here.
Are we recording again?
Yes, we're recording again.
Well, okay.
Yes, we had some technical difficulties and got cut off.
What am I reading?
Disappointed or like audience scores for Blinded by the Light.
Okay. From K, 5 stars. I liked it more than I expected to.
Nice. Nicely done.
Good job, K.
Yep. This is from Sherry G. Poignant, well-acted movie. Lots of object lessons here. Enjoyable reminder of the importance of family.
Well,
if your family is not... Well, we'll just say well.
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 Well. From Moondog Moondog.
Moondog Moondog, awesome name.
5 stars. This movie brought out memories and feelings... long forgotten. A true gem and must see.
Nice.
I agree, Moondog Moondog. If you're listening.
Yeah.
You're probably not.
You're probably not.
But if you are, you're pretty cool in my book.
Here's a long one from Donna D. Good movie, particularly if you like or love Bruce Springsteen. Bruce's music was intertwined excellently with the plot of the movie. A nice clean movie, which is based on a true story of reaching for the stars and trying to make your dreams come true. It would be good, would be a good movie for a PG-13 crowd. I think it was well written, directed, enjoyable. Go see it. By the way, there's nothing I disliked. And, you know, I don't even think you have to be a fan of The Boss to enjoy this movie.
No. I mean, I'm not, like, I wouldn't classify myself as a fan.
I wouldn't, I'm not necessarily a fan, but I don't dislike him. Yeah. I like a handful of songs.
Yeah, same boat.
But, I mean, if he's on the radio, I'm not going to turn him off.
I might.
Well, you would never have classic rock on in your car anyway.
Says who?
It says the 100 times I've sat in your car, and you've never had classic rock on in your car. Not once.
Huh.
Not once have I ever listened to classic rock in your car.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Totally love me some Eagles.
Oh, not the fucking Eagles.
Hotel California.
Oh. Not the fucking Eagles.
What's wrong with the Eagles?
Quoting Big Lebowski.
Oh, see, yeah.
All right. Anyways, I think that wraps up our movie review portion of this whole thing.
It does.
So, now on to the not-so-fun stuff.
Oh, it is fun.
It's not fun.
What in the heckity heck, Sony and Disney?
Yeah, what in the heckity heck is going on?
We heart Spider-Man.
We do heart Spider-Man.
Hey.
Yes.
I heard the MCU is getting a new superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah, Night Monkey.
Night Monkey. Yeah, they're gonna have to make a Night Monkey movie that way.
Yes.
I can keep Tom Holland.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm sure if you're a Marvel movie fan, if you're listening to this, I know you probably will be, it's a sad day. Yesterday was a sad day.
You were in a mood.
I was in a mood, as was the entire internet. Everybody is in a mood for this. It was announced from Deadline, had reported it, that negotiations between Disney and Sony had broken down, and any future involvement Marvel Studios had in producing Spider-Man movies was no more. Which really sucks and really sent the internet into a tizzy.
How much time did you spend on the internet looking at this stuff yesterday?
Yesterday? I mean, I just kept checking back to see if there were updates on it, like every so often.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there weren't a lot. Disney and Marvel have yet to comment on it, which is interesting. You think they would have released an official statement on it. After the news officially broke, it made it seem like the negotiations were because Disney was wanting a larger portion of the profits, 50%.
Mm-hmm.
When right now they just get 5% of the first dollar amount, which, I mean, that doesn't seem like a lot, but when you think that Disney has complete merchandising rights to Spider-Man, that's a lot of money being made off of merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
So that deal actually seems pretty smart.
Yeah.
Especially since they weren't taking any risk on the production cost of the movie. Mm-hmm. That was entirely Sony fronting the money. But Marvel was overseeing it. And it was a complicated deal to begin with that was messy and complicated.
Right.
And it seems like Disney was wanting more of a cut. But they were also willing to front 50% of the production cost as well. So they were willing to up some of the bill for 50% of the profit.
Yeah.
50% of the cost to make it, 50% of the profit. So that seems fair, but then you also take into consideration that they're also getting the merchandise, which is then a little bit like, okay, maybe take a step back and not do 50%. Maybe 25%. That way Sony has a little bit more skin in the game. But I'm not taking Sony's side at all here. I'm not trying to.
Are you taking Disney's side?
I am taking Disney's side. Okay. Because before Disney stepped in and helped Sony with Spider-Man, the Spider-Man franchise had hit an all-time low with Amazing Spider-Man 2. It basically bombed at the box office.
Yeah.
It barely recovered cost. Which, I mean, they didn't know what to do with the property. Mm-hmm. So Disney steps in and revitalize Spider-Man mm-hmm. for Sony.
Yeah.
And now Sony's not willing to, you know, work with them, not willing to make, you know, the sacrifice of, okay, let's work with Marvel and actually get this done and make more movies that people go see. It's still money in our pocket. Whatever. So I think in their head, like, Venom made a shit ton of money, which is unfortunate. And that was solely produced by Sony. Mm-hmm. That did well. After the success of, you know, Spider-Man now being in, at that time, it was Civil War and Homecoming. Mm-hmm. So there's already been two great outings with Spider-Man. Spider-Man's popular again.
Yeah.
All right, there were rumors floating around that maybe Tom Holland would appear in Venom. Never happened. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it got people excited. That's kind of why I went.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, this movie looks terrible. But maybe Tom Holland will pop up. That might not be too bad. No, no, he didn't. Okay, sad day. Whatever. That movie was... Eh. There are good moments in it.
Yeah.
But, eh. Not great. So, at that point, Venom does really well. Beyond expectations.
Okay.
Into the Spider-Verse. Oscar-winning.
Amazing.
Amazing movie. Oscar-winning animated Spider-Man film from Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Now Sony's like, okay. Their co-produced Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Far From Home, billion-dollar movie.
Well, that's...
First billion-dollar movie Sony's ever had.
That's largely due because of Endgame.
Exactly. Like, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse didn't make money. It made money. It didn't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
It did not make a lot of money, which is sad. Hopefully a sequel would, because everybody loved it. But, yeah, they owe so much to Disney and being part of the MCU. The only reason Far From Home made that much money is because of Endgame
mm-hmm.
and Spider-Man and Iron Man's role right. in Endgame leading into Far From Home.
Right.
Well, it's just kind of like, how can you even move forward with the franchise and not be able to have those references to the rest of the Marvel Universe at this point?
You wouldn't.
Yeah, you really can't. The first two movies in Tom Holland's series are so intertwined with the MCU, which a lot of people actually claim as almost a fault to those movies. Like, they wish they were a bit more standalone, which I can see. I get that. You have to know who Tony Stark is to enjoy those movies to an right. extent. So I'm not against having a more standalone Spider-Man movie, but with everything established, how can you not have Happy there?
Right.
How could you not have these references to Tony Stark? Maybe not have them be such a main impact on the plot like they have been. Yeah, have that standalone Spider-Man movie, but you still need these things sprinkled in, you know?
Yeah.
You can tell a just solo Spider-Man story. Sure, bring it. I'm all for it. But it can't just be completely separate anymore.
I don't think it will be.
It can't be. And, you know, reports are, talks are ongoing. They're looking to, you know, hopefully this all works out. There's a lot of rumors going around that initially they said that Tom Holland had signed on for two more, same with the director, but apparently those could actually be false. Both of their contracts could be up at the moment. There has been no official like word on that. Tom Holland's initial contract was for Civil War, Infinity War, Endgame, and the two Homecoming and Far From Home.
Yeah.
So he could already be done. Well, that would and be that sad. Could be why Tom Holland hasn't commented.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure his contract was also being negotiated.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Probably.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens. It just could be a power play, you know. Everything could just be in wait. I'm sure at some point Disney could be like, well, we're just going to buy Spider-Man. Here's an offer to just buy Spider-Man, which would be insane, but good possibility. Let me see. Let me pull it up. Sony did release a press PR quote here. I do want to find it. That way I make sure.
I don't think that anything bad will happen. It'll all work out.
Yeah, I think it'll work out too.
It's an attention grabber. That's what it is. They're trying to get people all hyped up and riled up about it. It's an attention grabber. So then that can be used as leverage.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely possible.
I mean, why else would they leak such small details and get everybody all upset? I mean, that's stupid otherwise.
Well, it's tough. Stuff leaks from Hollywood all the time. Like, it's not unheard of. Let me see. Okay, Sony breaks silence on Spider-Man Fallout with Disney. So this is from Sony's official statement. Much of today's news about Spider-Man has been mischaracterized. Recent discussions about Kevin Feige's involvement in the franchise. We are disappointed, but respect Disney's decision not to have him continue as a lead producer of our next live-action Spider-Man film. We hope this might change in the future, but understand that the many new responsibilities Disney has given him, including all their newly added Marvel properties, do not allow time for him to work on an IP they do not own. Kevin is terrific, and we are grateful for his help and guidance and appreciate the path he has helped put us on, which will continue. So it's a proper PR statement. Feels like,
yeah.
But there are also some like slight digs I feel like in there, like just some like, especially when they state out do not allow time for him to work on an IP that they do not own.
Yeah,
stating that they do not own it.
Yeah,
he is our character. They don't own him. So that's kind of a dig to everybody like complaining, you know. It's like, this is our character. We can do what we want with our character. They don't own him. So that's one thing that I just kind of felt like, But then on the other hand, they do mention like the path that he's helped put him on, and they say that will continue.
Right.
So that makes me wonder, like, okay, is somewhere here, are they allowed to continue making these references since they've already been established?
Maybe.
So we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. I do think it's bad timing on all of this because you say it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not a good one because they have the re-release coming next week, which is already planned to be boycotted. That's a dumb move if that was a publicity stunt.
Well, what else would it be? Why have this make news and then release such little details about it? I mean, really, it's to get the people like you riled up and cared about, like, and then somebody, one side can be like, well, hey, probably Disney, and be like, hey, look at this. These are, this is what you're going to lose.
Maybe, maybe.
If you don't go to our terms.
It could very easily be Disney who leaked the information.
Probably.
To get Sony to budge.
Yeah. Why not?
No, you're not wrong, but maybe. I don't know. I do find it weird that Disney has not released a statement. Disney has not commented on it. Marvel has not commented on it.
Because they leaked it.
There has been, apparently there are Twitter bots going after Sony right now too, and some people are saying that they're Disney bots,
yeah,
purposely, like Disney's making the bots and releasing them and having them slam Sony's Twitter, which just seems like a dumb move. That's something they could track.
Well, you also sent Sony a letter, right?
I did. Being like, please, please do this. Please, I beg you. Sony is facing backlash from this. Which, it's funny.
Everything's going to work out. They're not dumb. They want to keep their company.
Yeah.
And they want to keep making money. So.
Yeah, for sure. There have been some pretty funny memes that have come from it, though. So at least the internet's on top of its game. Anyways, this is a continuously updating story, which I am very passionate about.
Yes, you are.
And Caitlin's making fun of me for that.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm not. Mm-hmm, I respect your passion about this topic.
Like, Spider-Man is my most beloved character.
Yeah.
Ever.
I know.
Out of any fictional character.
I know.
So it hits.
But everything's going to work out.
But what if it doesn't? It might not.
And then what? What would that scenario be?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What's the scenario in your head? If things weren't to work out.
We get mediocre Spider-Man movies like we had before. We get more shit like Venom. And people go see it because people are dumb. Venom made a shit ton of money because people are dumb.
So, did you like Spider-Man before all of this integration with Disney?
Yes.
Okay.
So, to an extent. Spider-Man 1 and 2 with Tobey Maguire are good movies. Spider-Man 3, garbage. Amazing Spider-Man 1 with Andrew Garfield, it's okay. It's better than Amazing Spider-Man 2. Which there are moments I like in that movie, but overall, that movie's kind of a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So, that statement is subjective. Do I own them? Yes. I even own Venom.
Yeah.
Because I'm dumb.
You like collecting.
I do. Especially when Spider-Man is in it.
Right.
So I'm that dumb guy that's still going to give money no matter what.
Well, you're not dumb. You just like the character.
Yeah. And he's finally been treated and used the best he's ever been. And we've received two of the best Spider-Man movies ever. And now the carpet's being pulled.
But then why would they give that up?
Because Sony wants money.
So does Disney.
True.
But what's, if you're a Sony person and you're thinking about it, what's going to get you the more money? Working solo or working with Disney?
They, with their string of success with the character, they think they can do it without them.
I don't think it's going to play out that way.
I hope not. But and it seems like, so Sony was like determined to make Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm. Even with Disney's involvement. That's how we got Venom. They're currently shooting, or about to shoot, Morbius, the living vampire, which is another Spider-Man character,
mm-hmm.
starring Jared Leto as Morbius. So you're super excited for that one.
Oh, I am. I love Jared.
But they were making these, so they called it, Sony called it the, what'd they call it? The Spider-Man universe of Marvel characters is what they called their Marvel line of movies.
Okay.
But none of them could have Spider-Man in them because of the deal. So Sony's looking at it, it's like, all right, if we don't do this, we can have Spider-Man pop up in Venom and Morbius. We're working on a Sinister Six movie. Can have Spider-Man pop up in that. Can have him pop up in this and that and this. And under the current contract, Sony couldn't do that. But they were still determined to make movies with characters that surround Spider-Man.
I don't see them. I don't know. I'm just overly optimistic. You know that.
Yeah, I know. And the Spider-Man catalog of characters is massive. There are so many characters that you can choose from to make properties from, but they almost all need Spider-Man in some extent. Like Venom. I think the biggest problem with Venom is it just didn't quite work without having Spider-Man. Hmm. What makes Venom interesting is his origin with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So Venom's an alien symbiote who got his moral compass from being attached to Peter Parker.
Gotcha.
His motivations in the movie legitimately come out of nowhere. Basically like, oh, I thought it was pretty, decided to save it. What? Are you serious? You go from wanting to eat everybody to all of a sudden being like, they're not bad. Cool. Cool. Way to flip on a dime.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think it'll all work out.
I surely hope so. And knowing the Disney money, they'll figure out a way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, well, Disney should just buy Sony now. No. No, they don't need to buy Sony. Just Spider-Man. Just get Spider-Man back. That's all you need. Drop $4 billion and get Spider-Man back. Well, it's not a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But to them, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
They just spent $71 billion on Fox.
Hmm.
On all of Fox.
Yeah.
They bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion. They bought Marvel for $4 billion. Go ahead. Just buy Spider-Man for $4 billion.
What if they won't sell Spider-Man for $4 billion?
Keep up in it until they do, to a reasonable degree. Like, it's worth it. It's worth having that character. Since Disney owns all of Marvel, having any character, especially one as large as Spider-Man, not at home with the rest of everything else that is Spider-Man.
So before Disney got involved, Spider-Man was not involved with any part of the Avengers or anything like that, right?
Not in the movies, no.
Okay.
In the comics and everything else, and cartoons and everything, yeah.
Okay.
So, do you know how... You might not be aware. So, do you know how the rights got separated? How, like, Sony owned Spider-Man?
No.
How Fox owned the Fantastic Four and X-Men? So, Marvel in the late 90s was about to go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to keep that from happening, they sold film rights.
Gotcha.
And it saved the company as a whole. But ever since, I think about 2007 is when they, no, it would have been earlier. About 2005, they announced Iron Man. Okay. That they were going to make Iron Man under the head of Marvel Studios. So ever since, they've really been trying to work on getting all of their properties back.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't know, like, Marvel Studios started out as this, basically, an independent studio. Iron Man is one of the most profitable independent films of all time. Iron Man's an independent film.
Gotcha.
Made by a small studio.
Okay.
That small studio got bought by Disney.
Gotcha.
All of Marvel got bought by Disney. Part of that was Marvel Studios. Huh. So they really started from the ground up.
Yeah.
And that's why Iron Man was the first movie they did. Before that movie came out, Iron Man was not a household name. You could ask anybody, who's Iron Man? I don't fucking know. Now everybody knows Iron Man.
I see his face everywhere I go.
There you go. I was just trying to hold back a yawn. That was really hard to
was
do.
Is that what that was?
That's what that was.
Huh.
I was trying to hold back a yawn. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Okay.
This is going to be an ongoing story that I'm extremely passionate about that Effie will continue to make fun of me for.
I'm not making fun of you.
Uh-huh. Please,
I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm not.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
And this has been Kind of Epic Show. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitters. And if you're feeling generous, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/kindofepicshow for exclusive content featuring Effie over here for her own exclusive podcast.
Yay.
And other nice little benefits that you may receive.
Like a t-shirt.
Yeah. Why not? I think we can take... I think we can take that and actually be like, okay, let's do a t-shirt.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have t-shirts.
I mean, we already
do. I don't even know how to get a t-shirt.
I've made t-shirts before.
Huh.
Yeah, iron-ons. Yeah, okay. They're not hard.
All
right. Yeah, they're not hard.
Okay.
They won't be expensive or nicely made t-shirts, but they'll be t-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll buy a pack of white t-shirts or whatever from the Walmart and iron on little things. Aww, with our logo.
That'll be cute.
Yeah, I've done them before. Aww, so
now I want one.
Well, there you go.
I already subscribed, so.
Yeah.
Yes, guaranteed a t-shirt.
Well, now you have to do the $10 tier. So.
I do the $10
tier. There's no way that you do the $10 tier.
I'll
have to check that.
Every month.
I'll have to check that.
I get a bill that says $10 on Patreon.
Well, you have to buy your own shirt. Yes.
No.
They all come in one size then. They all come in extra large.
I mean, that's fine. I'll wear it for sleeping.
Okay. Okay. Or I might just go find one in my back stock at my parents' house. I'm sure I have some.
What the heck? Why is it making so hard to get me a t-shirt?
I don't know. I'm just playing with you. Yeah, I think we could do that. For our $10 tier, you get a t-shirt.
Yes. Automatic t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, for new subscribers. I'll get you a t-shirt. I'll get you and Parker
what?
A t-shirt.
I don't want a stinking t-shirt.
No, I'll get you and Parker a t-shirt.
Nope.
Yep. It's done.
Okay.
It's done. You have any plain white shirt that you want to put it on? Do you have any shirt that you would want it on?
I don't typically buy white shirts.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm too messy with food.
Right? Me too.
All right. Anyways, I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
And this has been a week.
It has been a week.